love, and you know what it was like to look in the eyes of one who loved you and you loved, and to sit there and never be satisfied. That's where you want to come with God. And when you come to that place with God, you're going to find it easy to fill your mouth with His Word and walk in His ways. A little dab won't do you. A little dab won't do you. You can't get a shower by one drop of water for 5 years, every 5 minutes. You have to have a lot of water in a short length of time to get a shower. You have to have a lot of solitude. And then you have to stretch that out over time. And when you begin to practice that discipline, you begin to practice the discipline of silence. You see the power of God's Word begin to grow in your soul to be transformed. Oh, I wish I could talk about silence. It's the one I most appreciate, because when people put it into practice, it just affirms itself and begins to transform the life. And sometimes you don't have to be in solitude to practice silence. Let me give you a good moment to practice silence. And that is when you're wanting to have the last word in a conversation. Practice not doing it. You'll surprise people. They'll be worried about you. That's a way of practicing silence. My dear friends, I wish I had time to say more. I don't. What I have to say to you in closing is simply this. It is your choice. If you want what I've spoken of here this morning in these wonderful progressions from 2 Peter or Colossians, if you want the life of Christ that we speak so much about, the path lies through faithful practice of disciplines for the spiritual life as a way of following Jesus Christ. And if you do that, I will tell you simply, it does not matter what else you are or what else you do. If you have faith in Jesus Christ and you follow Him into His practices, you will know the full reality of the kingdom which He brings to you, which is eternal life. And God bless this word to you.
Just remain standing. As you can tell, Dr. Willard, you are loved and appreciated here and welcome anytime on this campus. We are your debtors for coming, for taking time from your schedule to come. I am afraid you have assigned us more homework than we shall get done in this lifetime. And we will have to proceed on it post haste. But we thank you so much for the challenge once again. And I knew that just from the reading of his books and works that he would challenge us in this kind of a way. And folks, I rather suspect, now if you're not a Southern Baptist here today, well, you cannot listen for the next few seconds, but I rather suspect that he's found us where we're weakest as Southern Baptists. I think that we are awfully busy doing the programs, as my children said about my wife, Miss Dorothy, creates work ex nihilo. And I I think that's unfortunately true of most of us as Southern Baptist, and then what we end up doing is not working to create the disciplines that really garner spiritual lives. Thank you so much today, Dr. Willard, for challenging us in this critical area. Now, at the close, after we have prayed, as you go to your classes, Dr. Willard's going to be down here if you just want to come touch a famous man and say, yes, I know him. And I've listened to him, and I have seen him in person. Will you come by and say a word to him on your way to class? Heavenly Father, we understand a bit of what's required of us, but Lord, admit our own inability to pursue these disciplines as we should. Yet we thank you for one coming to stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance and to call us to a higher plane. And Father, as we depart this place today, grant it that we shall go with a determination to spiritual exercise so that we may grow in likeness to Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Thank you, and you're dismissed.